And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We have a nice event coming up this weekend as part of Mercer County and Rock Ridges High School football game. They call it the County Line Clash, the two Gray Matters Collective chapters coming together to host a gray out night for the game on Friday. So we'll get into what that means in a moment with Mercer County High School senior Elsie Cook, who's an organizer for the chapter at Mercer County High School. So we'll start, though, by speaking about the Gray Matters Collective, just kind of generally for maybe a listener who isn't familiar with what the group is or what it does or what it stands for. I'll give you the chance to explain that first.
Okay. The Gray Matters chapter, it's really unique to this area especially. It was started by Haley DeGreve at Augustana College, so it has roots here in the Quad City area in the Midwest. Since her founding, of course, it diffused to the surrounding schools, and now it is in almost all 50 states, and it is a wonderful thing to see grow, because what the Gray Matters aims to do is to break the mental health stigmatism that is in our schools and among our young population, because we know how much that they need to learn that mental health is okay, and it's okay to not be okay. So as on the Mercer County side, I can't speak to the Rockridge, but on the Mercer County side, we have monthly meetings to help bring awareness to mental health problems and mental health illness. And we use those meetings as a time to educate and also build a community around bringing awareness to what it means to be mentally educated.
So Haley DeGreve and I are in the same graduating class
at
Augustana College.
Yes. Oh, how cool.
Yeah, I know, right? So we had a few classes together. But speaking specifically about, you know, Mercer County getting this thing started, I think a few years ago is when it officially kicked off, you know, with the chapter at Mercer County High School. What does it mean to have something like this available, you know, at a school of Mercer County size in a rural community like this?
Right.
It's got to be pretty cool.
I have to shout out Sarah Hess. She's the one that went to our counselors with this amazing idea, and then I was just put on after that, and I couldn't have been more excited to have been a part of such a great organization. What it means to have it at Mercer County is there, I feel like these areas, these rural areas, get left behind in a lot of the demographics and also a lot of the teachings. What Gray Matters aims to do is, of course, educate, and of course, educate the younger people, because we are the next voters of this country. We are the next generation. We will be the next parents. And if we can infiltrate their minds and say that this is okay, it's okay to not be okay, early and often, then we will reap the benefits of it when it comes to it.
So you personally, why did you want to get involved in this group?
I think you see so many parts of your life, and somehow they can all tie into your health, your physical, and your mental well-being. And when you see that, and when you say, man, I know that if I just knew one thing about mental health, I could help this person, that really motivates you to get involved and learn why this is happening and how I can help. Because at the end of the day, we can only help each other.
So let's talk about the event coming up on Friday night. It's a cool collaboration between two local schools, you know, a high school football game, especially between Mercer County and Rockridge, will be very well attended. So to be able to, you know, have a night like this, like you said, a gray out, kind of helping raise awareness for both this chapter, but then just, you know, mental health and people who struggle with mental health too. I mean, just speak about maybe the idea of putting this together for a football game on Friday night.
This idea was actually brought up, I think, by John Baldwin, who is, of course, the quarterback for the Mercer County Golden Eagles. To have two teams that not only have very active chapters, but chapters that are active enough to be able to bring out a football crowd that can all wear gray. And what an opportunity and what a blessing that is, right? Because you can see a change in how people are thinking and what the Gray Matters have done to bring in these people that might not have known anything, and now that they're diehard fans of the Gray Matters in their voice in the community. I think that is so special. And I love the gray outs. We've done a few of them, and I'm always so astounded by how well kids participate, because we both know it is extremely hard to get kids to participate. And this, it's so unique. They really do come out for this. They wave the banners. They speak loud. They yell loud. There's a lot of school pride, but there's also a lot of pride for the people they're becoming.
And so you mentioned monthly meetings with the group.
Yes.
Do you just want to kind of go over some of the other events you put on throughout the year? I think you guys did like a 5K last year, right?
Yeah, so the 5K, that's kind of our baby. So we got in contact with Haley DeGreeve last October, and we came together with this 5K. Our 5K is now May 23rd, if I'm correct. And it is, we hope it's this all-out bash, and it's called the Mind Over Miles 5K. And it is what we do to give back to our community. So, of course, it's a 5K, and endorphins make you happy. I always think of the Legally Blonde quote when I hear that. But and then at the end, we have booths for mental health awareness and just health in general. And we use it to raise money for mental health teachings and awareness. And we also use it as a way to build a bigger community around mental health.
And then just last thing I've got for you, LC, as you've been a part of this group over the past couple of years, I mean, what type of growth have you seen from maybe, you know, in terms of participation, but just awareness too?
Yeah, there's only one way to say it, and it's exponential. Right? When you start for something that you don't know if it's going to take off, and I've been a part of groups like this before, and it just grows and grows and grows and at a fast pace. And kids are willing to learn, and kids are willing to go to these meetings at 7:15 in the morning because they feel passionate about it. I think that speaks to how much these kids in our schools, and I know Rockridge is in the same boat, how much they do care about their classmates and themselves. And there is, I couldn't be more proud of the people I go to school with.
So again, that's coming up Friday night, Rockridge and Mercer County, the football game hosted by Mercer County at George Pratt Memorial Field, the Gray Out put on by the Gray Matters Collective chapters by both high schools. Should be a fun night of football and raising awareness for mental health as well, which is obviously more important, right, LC Cook?
Yes. Oh, football's close second.
All right. I appreciate the time. Thanks for helping promote this.
Okay. Thank you.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.